It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, better known as Quest Community Vibration. Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio. And of course, I said it, I can't say it enough. And today our journey continues with Walter Pierce and Justin Hill presenting their featured segments of Diamonds, Definition, and Curtain. They will surely be insightful and enlighten you to find out more information on your own. Now, music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definition. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking you to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest Moment, where we attempt to make waves. Indeed, vibration. So I thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, I'd like to bring in our panelists that's here and also our student host. And just say good morning, everyone. And we're going to, you know, jump right into the show. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. And good morning, Walter, our student host.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. And good morning, Justin Hill, the real deal. What's going on, brother?
Good morning.
All right. Without any further ado or hesitation, I turn it over to you, our student host first, Mr. Walter Pierce. Take it away.
Yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. You see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for this week is on Malcolm X. And of course, everybody on this call and around the world know who Malcolm X is. And the biggest thing we could talk about for Malcolm X is how he was able to change his life completely around from, you know, constantly being in the street, being a part of all this illegal activity, to now, I mean, to afterwards becoming the great minister, the great leader, civil rights activist that he has become, one of the greatest of probably all time. And, you know, that is a real good thing to see for a lot of people who are struggling currently right now, that are involved in street activity, involved in legal activity, gang violence, drugs, all of that, and how it is still hope for people who still go through times like that. Because as you've seen from Malcolm X, you know, it took him like, what, 20 plus years to finally realize that he has to make a change and make a turnaround, and that's eventually what he has done. So you can never really give up on people who are going through rough times and going through a period where they're doing a lot of illegal stuff, because there's still hope out there for them. They just have to see it, and they have to vision it. If they vision it, it is a great possibility that they could meet their goal. More about Malcolm X. You know, he's a fearless leader and a strong leader. And it was a saying going around that, you know, tough times create strong men. And that is a perfect example of Malcolm X. That's a perfect example for a lot of civil rights activists. We talk about Martin Luther King. We talk about James Baldwin. You know, we talk about even Medgar Evers. There's times out there for a lot of people that are tough, and that's what makes them stronger, because if that time comes back around, they know how to handle that situation even better. Now, for people who, you know, have it easy a lot, and, you know, everything's either given to them or they could just cruise through everything, you know, once a challenge actually faces them where they really don't have any help, they're really going to struggle through that, and it could greatly affect them. So, you know, people who actually go through the most and have a lot of more tough times are people who end up being better leaders and better mentors for others, you know, coming along, the younger generation that's coming along. So just because somebody, you know, has tough times and goes through these things does not mean that they're a bad person or they're a bad leader. That's actually going to make them a better leader, because they understand more people's situations rather than somebody who has it easy and can't really understand somebody else's perspective or somebody else's situation. So that's really what I have for Malcolm X for today. You know, we all know about him, and, you know, we greatly admire him for his work and his fearlessness that he has showed. Again, this is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Rebellious, 'cause I don't accept everything this is telling us. What are you selling us? The theater's swelling them. I'm sitting your unknown back while you're failing them. I failed to track you fighting with your reasons. You're trying to make me you by season. Off my mind with CJ Run. See John Walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, it's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in the school is ebony. African history should be puffed up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot, run, run, get our spot. Insulting to a black mentality. A black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Yo, Chris.
History, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught. Cause black and white can both stay short. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? Well, Eli Whitney, Holly Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Vladimir improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic light. Harriet Tubman sits plays at night. Madam CJ Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system. One that caters to a black return because you must learn.
What up, cameraman? Through with the ragamuffin stuff yet, man.
Akebulon is the original name of Africa, now stripped of its fame. It's good to know that in ancient times, Egyptians developed all sciences of the mind, to the point where they ruled the planet. But Rome, Greece, and Persia wasn't having it. They attacked and won the war, but it wasn't enough. They had to get to the core, because in that time it was Akebulon that moved religion, politics, and man. In order to destroy the Egyptian race, they had to wipe the sciences from off the face of the planet. So they proceeded to banish and replace it with Christianity. And it's been that way. The way to today, learn what we teach, hear what we say. But here comes the case of the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He, in the 4th century A.D., closed the Egyptian schools, you see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 A.D., ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and tears. Now comes the 17th century hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. So Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American Indian, and Ethiopian. Yes, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed whites were superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest whites were from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Governor and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out.
All right, and we're back. You just finished listening to the sounds of KRS-One. You must learn. And that's pretty much what we're all about. Now, we have another panelist that just chimed in. Mr. Davis, say good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you? How's everybody?
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, right? And without any further ado, I'm gonna turn it back to our student host Walter Pierce, so he can continue with his next segment of definitions. Take it away.
And this segment provides the listener with words and their meaning, so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, Whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. My definition for this week is on visionary. And you see, a visionary is thinking about or planning the future with imagination or wisdom. Now, a lot of people, you know, get a lot of knocks, especially teenagers, you know, when they get caught daydreaming or, you know, they're kind of zoned out. But some of the times, you know, that daydreaming can actually be very beneficial. You know, being able to think and vision, you know, things you're going to do in the future is how people reach their dreams and goals. You can't have a goal or a dream without not having a vision. If you let somebody else come in and just tell you what to do, you know, they're controlling your vision. They're controlling the possibilities that you're able to see. Instead of you just being curious yourself and just thinking about, you know, things that really interest you and what you want to go in, envision that. And that's really, to be able to reach that vision and goal, you know, you have to go step by step with things. It doesn't just, you know, you envision it and then it happens. You know, it's a step-by-step process with everything you want to accomplish. And that is really the hard part for a lot of people, you know, being able to follow through, you know, with that plan. They see the end goal and they see, you know, they see the gold at the end. They see all the money they could get at the end. They see all the greatness that is at the, you know, the end of the rainbow. But to be able to get to that end, you have to go through certain obstacles, certain challenges to be able to get there. And the people who actually follow through and do it are the people who end up achieving what they want to. Yeah, so just really, when you have a vision and you want to accomplish something, make sure you first, you know, daydream, think about what it is you want to do, vision, how it's going to look, and make sure for the steps that it takes to get there, you know, you either get somebody to hold you accountable for the goal, or you write it down yourself and you hold yourself accountable. But you always got to make sure you follow through with your plan to be able to reach your vision. And that concludes my segment on visionary. Again, this is student host Walter Pierce, 189.5 WSOU.
As I get a little older, I realize life is perspective, and my perspective may differ from yours. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me. All my fans, all my beautiful fans. Anyone who's ever gave me a listen. All my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a chip you for designer. Belt buckles and clout overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of the will alignment. Residue burn, mist of the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky. Desensitized, I vandalize pain. Covered up and camouflage, get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't f*** your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The culture involved. I done seen do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his thrown out, look in the box, some car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture. For my culture, to let y'all know what it look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa, was a doodle popper, hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping, friends bipolar, grab you by your pocket. No option if you froze up, always play the offense. Going to work and selling work, late for work. Working late, praying for work, but he on paperwork. That's the culture, point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection, they gon' hold ya. The streets got me f***ed up, y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends and find a with us and skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain when you're sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized, the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you in a land where no equal is your equal. Never say I ain't told ya. Nah, in a land where hurt people hurt more people, calling it culture. Celebrate new life when it come back around. The purpose is in the lessons we learning now. Sacrifice personal gain over everything just to see the next generation better than ours. I wasn't perfect, the skin I was in that truly suffered. Temptation, impatience, everything that the body nurtures. I felt the good, I felt the bad, and I felt the worry. But all in all, my productivity has stayed urgent. Face your fears, always knew that I would make it here. Where the energy is magnified and persevered. Consciousness is synchronized and crystal clear. Euphoria is glorified and made his. Reflecting on my life and what I done. Paid dues, made rules change out of love. The same views made schools change curriculums. But didn't change me staring down the barrel of that gun. Should I feel resentful? I didn't see my full potential. Should I feel regret about the good that I was into? Everything is everything, this ain't coincidental. I woke up that morning with more heart to give you. As I bleed through the speakers, feel my presence. To my brother, to my kids, I'm in heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my father, to my wife, I'm serious, this is heaven. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared at my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when that trigger had squeezed. And though you did me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave. But fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. The memories recollect just because y'all. Celebrate me with respect, the unity we protect is above all. And Sam, I be watching over you. Make sure my kids watch all my interviews. Make sure you live out our dreams we produce. Keep that genius in your brain on the move. And to my neighborhood, let the good prevail. Make sure them babies and the leaders out of jail. Live for salvation when troubles get real. Cause you can't help the world until you help yourself. And I can't blame the hood the day that I was killed. You had to see it, that's the only way to feel. And though my physical won't reap the benefits, the energy they carry on and mix still, I want you.
And we're back. You know, I couldn't think of a better song that would represent the theme of which we're carrying today, where we talk about the evolution of Malcolm X and him being such a great individual that showed leadership qualities. But more importantly, it's now time for our next segment of Curtain. Now, I'm always so proud to talk about this segment, you know, when I'm in conversation about this particular podcast and the radio broadcast, because many times musical artists, you see, have grown rich from the community. But this particular segment, Curtains, is where we talk about what the artist has done for the community besides just benefiting from it. And so with that being said, I turn it back over to Mr. Walter Pierce for his segment on, well, I'm not going to say who it is, on Curtains. Take it away.
Yes, and my Curtains for this week is actually KRS-One. And when we think about KRS-One, you know, probably people of this generation probably really don't know much about him. But, you know, he was a pioneer and an evolutionist. You know, when we talk about the great things that he was able to do for the community during, you know, the times of the 80s and 90s, he started a movement called Stop the Violence Movement. It was a group. And they actually made a song, which the revenue made from the song was donated to the National Urban League. you know, being outspoken, not being afraid, you know, to be controversial, be radical, and just speak his mind and talk about the current state of society, you know, show the fearlessness in him. And, you know, just why I say he was a pioneer, because, you know, hip-hop and rap started, you know, going off really in the 80s and 90s. That's when, you know, it started to really get off and rise. And him being that artist who, you know, not only just made music but spoke his mind as well, leads to the, you know, the next generation of rappers, hip-hop artists doing the same thing, speaking their mind, you know, and just making sure that they take care of the community, which is also something done as well, which, you know, he's donated, you know, food and give service to homeless people during Thanksgiving. And being a part of, you know, the food shelter, the food pantry, the housing shelters for homeless people, doing things like that, giving his time and giving, you know, money to those causes shows the importance that he feels that issues in our community need to be solved. And those are, you know, the main issues, you know, food, you know, poverty, homelessness, things like that are things that struggle in our society and something we need to make better. So, you know, just shout out KRS-One for doing that type of work for us and, you know, just being fearless, because that's what we need, more people, and that's how you create good leader, which has been the theme for today's show, you know, fearlessness, you know, having a vision as well, being able to see that doing this for these group of people, you know, could lead to better, could lead to, you know, not another hungry person, a person being able to have shelter. That's what those type of things lead to, and that's why, you know, the theme for today is really just visionary and also fearlessness. So, again, I thank you for listening to my segment on KRS-One. You know, you can do more research about the music he has made, you know, the efforts he's made to the community. But in summary, he has done a lot for our community to be able to thrive. And this is student host Walter Pierce on 89.
Hands, everybody, if you got what it takes, because I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the break. I won a Grammy, I won't win a Tony, but I'm not the only MC keeping it real. When I grab the mic, the girls go ill. Check the comments, I rhyme in 1995, whenever I arrive, the party gets wider. Flow with the master rhymer, as I leave behind a video rapper. You know, the truck driver, tapper, down goes another rapper, on to another matter. Punch up the data, black master, knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everybody. Call a KRS, guaranteed to rip a party. Black top. And once was a story about a man named Jed. All his kids instead want to kick drums up the top of their head. Word will go around, come around, I figure. The tables turn as the crosses burn. Remember, you must learn about the styles up and how wild I get. I go on like a space stage rocket ship. You could be a Mac, hustler, a player, but make sure live you is a dope rhyme player. They don't know. This is what
the KRS, but they must respect them, cause they know this kid gets all up in their slapping and selecting them, checking them, disrespecting them, just decking them, decking them, decking them. Who in their right mind come in with the style like mine? I design rhyme and kick mine all the time. MC stand on the sidelines always testing. When I roll up and rush they crew, they soft. I don't burn, I don't breathe. Got some MCs, believe they can tangle with the likes of bees. Cross the T's and dot your I's whenever I arrive. Wide, magnified, live like the ocean tide. You dope, you lie. I reside like artifacts on the wrong side of the tracks, electrified. Coming around the mountain, you running hard. Open your defense mechanism, can divert my heat-seeking lyricism. As I spark madness, the 1996 lyrical style is what I give them. What I give them, what I give them. MCs act like they don't know.
Sounds KRS-One, man. MCs act like they don't know. You know, edutainment. You know, now, I do need to say that our student host and our brother, Walter Pierce, had to tear out of here and has other engagement. With that being said, I want to turn it over to our next student host, Mr. Justin Hill, and he's going to enlighten, entertain, and educate us with his next segment. Good morning, Justin, and take it away, my brother.
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Deeply, you are bound to find yourself. As my definition, diamond segment, it is going to be on Medgar Evers. Medgar Evers was the first state field secretary of the NAACP in Mississippi. As such, he organized voter registration efforts and economic boycotts and investigated crimes perpetrated against black people. Medgar Evers was born on July 2nd, 1925. After initially finding work as an insurance salesman, Evers soon became involved in the Regional Council of Negro Leadership, proving to the task in his first experience as a civil rights organizer. He spearheaded the group's boycott against gas stations that refused to let black people use their restrooms. While a virtual unknown elsewhere, Evers was one of Mississippi's most prominent civil rights activists. He fought racial justice injustices in many forms, including how the state and local legal systems handled crimes against African Americans. And the reason why I chose Medgar Evers was because there are many civil rights activists, and Medgar Evers is one of them, and he is a leader of many people. And that concludes my segment on diamonds. I thank you guys for listening to student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Thank you so much. I want to take this time now to kind of chop up some of the information that we've already gained from being a part of this particular podcast and radio broadcast to be. I'm going to go to our Black librarian first. And Walter, at the beginning, spoke about Malcolm X and his evolution. And then he talked about how he related the word visionary to Malcolm X and just provided a definition. And we've just got finished listening to Justin Hill talk about Mega Evers. And there's reason why choosing this particular civil rights activist is so that we can highlight and find out and know about Mega Evers and his endeavors in the movement for change. So that's a lot to encompass, encapsulate. But I turn it over to you to just chop it up. The Black librarian, Mr. Davis, take it away.
There's so much great information I heard this morning. I appreciate what you did, Justin. Justin did a great job. I specifically like the idea of being encouraged and sticking to your dreams. We talked about that earlier, and being a visionary. And I think many times a lot of different motivational speakers talk about the reality in terms of being able to do the right thing. Can everybody hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I think Walter talked about a great subject in terms of being a visionary. And when you have a vision, being able to be steadfast and stick to that particular vision despite the adversities that you go through. I think most oftentimes people get caught up with the adversity and then they give up. But you should expect adversities and dreams. For example, me myself, being a librarian, it was a lot of adversities. Going through the aspect of working on the GRE and, you know, applying for the graduate school and working at different libraries. And it was a whole lot of other adversities I had to go through, but I sat steadfast. And then there's the aspect of having that conscious mind that we know, but then the subconscious mind. And a lot of my dreams and a lot of ideas actually stem from the subconscious mind. But people oftentimes fear and engaging in the spiritual sense of moving forward. That's one thing. And so I said steadfast. People thought I was crazy. You're going to be a librarian? That's a female's job. I'm like, well, okay, well, whatever. And it's the best thing, the best decision I ever made in terms of my profession. Helping people, being selfless, learning more, getting opportunities outside of the job by being a librarian, making extra additional monies being a librarian by doing research, creating my own research company called Tay Research Consulting Associates. So I did a lot of stuff. I worked with a lot of projects, film projects, noted film projects, Thug Angels, Tupac's project on Thug Angels, and so many other different projects just by being a librarian. And we're cutting a film entitled Reflections of a Blessed Show, or the team that I'm working with, on Maya Angelou. I'm one of the producers of that film. So it's a lot of projects I worked on just by having the opportunity and being in the right place at the right time and knowing the right people as a librarian. A lot of people would come in the library and ask me, can you help me with the copyright? So the supervisor I had during that particular time, and he sort of says, he's a guy that likes copyright, trademarks, that particular information. Speak to him. So I would be the person that was designated to help people with the arts and entertainment aspect of the library, because I was closing on deals and working on so many different things. But I didn't lose my day job. It's always important to have that base salary for family, for rent, for other different type of things. And you asked me two other questions to comment on. Did you not, Mr. Bay?
Yes, because basically, I appreciate you listening to you. I appreciate you sharing how you actually evolved, right? And, you know, there was an evolution of Malcolm X. And Walter basically spoke about how you can start out at the bottom and end up at the top of your game. And he's referring to Malcolm X. So if you can just elaborate on that a little bit before we transition over and get input from Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, I would say that Malcolm X didn't start at the bottom, so to speak, because his father was into the UNIA, and his father was a revolutionary driven by being impacted by that particular reality. And so he came from a family of people that was engaged in social activism. And Malcolm was a part of that, and he saw that growing up. He was a very smart student in elementary school, a straight-A student, and he got part of the adversity was when he spoke to one of the white teachers, they said, you can never be an attorney. And he goes into prison, lives his life afterwards, and then become a member of the nation and prevail. He was always smart. And that's one of the problems that we have. The Greek word is called entelechy, a potential energy. And everybody has this potential energy to move forward, to grow, to develop. But it's how you channel that energy. I was listening to a sister yesterday, a judge, at a program for women in Mount Vernon, and she said that I had problems too as a child. Problems with my father, problems with my mother, and so many other different things. So people go through adversities, but everybody has that potential entelechy, that energy for within them to prevail. It is how you channel it. And I think being in prison, although it wasn't ideal for anybody to be in prison, he was able to channel that energy, become a part of the nation, and become a national speaker and a national spokesman, and also a social engineer, in so many words, people in America and throughout the world prevail. So there was a evolutionary process, but in that evolutionary process, what he was going through was innate because of his father and because of his mother. And despite what he went through as part of those adversities, he was still able to come up out of it and still make his mark in the world and in society.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you. Justin, I trust that you're taking notes and listening to what's being said. Now, before we come back to Justin for his next segment, I'd like to transition to Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, I don't have a particular question for you. I just want you to pick up where you see fit. Take it away, my brother.
Yeah, well, today was a kind of a connection on a lot of levels, as far as being visionary. Because when it comes down to visionaries, you're just trying to see something that's not happening now and figuring out a way to make it happen. And, that was what Malcolm X did through his life. Like Jamil was saying, he started out in one position, fell back into another position, then finally found out what his true calling was. And, that's what got him in trouble because he was talking about stuff that it wasn't the time for that type of stuff. That's why people had to get rid of him. And Medgar Evers was the same thing. He was doing stuff in Mississippi where it was real, real crazy. He was looking, his vision was that black people would be able to vote and be able to, interact with the kind of society that they saw everybody else doing, and it should be okay for us to do that, but then his timing wasn't right. So the people who was trying to block it, like a lot of people are still trying to block it now, they felt like, well, we're not going to try to have a dialogue with them because we can't handle them on that level. So we'll just kill him, in front of his family. And it's the kind of stuff that we've been through as people of color in this country. But realizing that this is a worldwide issue when it comes to people of color and the dominant society. So all of these themes kind of correlate into the one idea that you can do it if you put your heart to it. You can do it. I don't mean to sound like Ice Cube, excuse me, but it can be done.
Well, he wouldn't be mad because that's your brother, right? Now, that being said, we're going to take a pause for some music. And when we come back, we have our last segment being presented by the real deal, Justin Hill, on his definition. But right now, we're about to go a little bit deeper and listen to some Knee Deep.
Yeah. Boy, was it knee deep? Yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat. Yeah. Boy, was it knee deep? Yeah.
The girl's a freak. The girl never misses a beat. Yeah, yeah.
Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
It didn't twerk, no.
Jigga monkey. It wasn't funky, no more. It was
funky. But she was not just needy, she was totally deep when she did a freak with me, yeah.
She turned me on.
Turn it back over to our student host, the real deal, Mr. Justin Hill. Take it away.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Welcome back, everybody. This is student host, Justin Hill, on WSLU. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And for my definition segment, it'll be on the word leader. And a leader is the one in charge. And also the person who convinces other people to follow. A great leader inspires confidence in other people and moves them to action. A leader is the head guy or gal, the one running the show. The leader of the band calls the shots and sets the tempo of the music. A conductor is the leader of an orchestra. All musicians look to him or her to know when to begin and playing their instruments. Another example of a leader is the president. A president is the leader of a country whose decisions make a difference to the whole population. Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader of the civil rights movement. A leader comes first in line in a parade or a social system and gets a lot of attention. But ultimately, a leader needs followers. And the reason why I chose a leader for my definition is because there are a lot of leaders in the world, like my diamond segment, Medgar Evers. And that concludes my segment on definitions. Again, I thank you guys for listening to my definition segment. And this is your host, Jessica Hill, on WSOU.
The bad boy swinging. Show once again, I'm in.
out our show, but I'd like to get a summary from everyone, starting with Justin. Justin, summarize what you thought was important about today's show.
What I thought was important was how me and Walter's diamond segment connected, because both Malcolm X and Medgar Evers were civil rights activists.
Right, and they both were also assassinated for being the visionaries that they were. Thank you so much. Let's get the Black Librarian in here. Summarize the show and how you felt about it. Take it away, Mr. Davis.
Sure, hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Take it away. Cool. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, great. This show was a great show. The thing that really resonated with me more so than anything on the show was the aspect of having a vision. I believe that without a vision, a people perish. So the vision was the most important part, because I'm working on certain projects in terms of work, school, you know, not school, but just in general. And you got to keep the vision. The vision and staying focused despite the adversities is my take home for this week. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mr. Harris, same thing, same question. Take it away.
Yeah, this was a very good show today. You know, continuity is the key to everything that went on today, between a visionary, a leader, and then gave examples of those same two aspects in life. It was a great show.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask our student host, Justin Hill, to close us out.
All right, y'all. I want to thank everyone for joining us on Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall. Quest Youth Radio is the best.
Everybody.
The best radio show.
We're going to leave out with the sounds of KRS-One, our curtains of the day. Until next week, everyone, peace.
IRS got down. Yo, I'm strictly about skills and dope lyrical coasting, relying on talent, not marketing and promotion. If a dope lyrical flow is a must, you got to go with the name you can quickly trust. I'm not saying I'm number one, I'm sorry I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. Stop wasting your money on marketing schemes and pretty packages pushing dreams to the fiends. A dope MC is a dope MC. With or without a record deal, all can see. And that's who KRS be, son. I'm not the run of the mill, cause for the mill I don't run. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop.